Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And this is a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, visit online. It's a great website. It's Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com, or you can phone call 1-800-331-6445. All right, so have a great program. We just have all sorts of things to cover today. We might even have a little giggle later on. That's a little teaser. That's what we call a little teaser in the biz, right? But anyway, we have a really good segment coming up later on as well. I think I'm calling it the risk of recommendation. You do not want to miss that. But first, let's just do a quick recap on when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. I just touched on that briefly last week, and we're just going to do a high-level, very quick overview of that. So, and the reason I want to talk about this today and then move on to the next logical step in that progression is, oh my gosh, the phones at Senior Care Consulting are blowing up. All kinds of people are out looking. They're hearing information that's conflicting. They're very confused. They're overwhelmed by the sheer number of places and options to choose from. And they say, hey, Steve, we've listened to your radio program, or maybe we heard one of your ads on the radio, or our attorney referred us, or our financial advisor said, call Steve Kuecker, et cetera. Or maybe a former client of Senior Care Consulting said, call Steve. It's the best money you've ever spent, and he will help walk you through that process and just make the whole overwhelming process very simple. I never say it's easy because it's not easy. It's not easy. It's never easy. But we can make that overwhelming process very simple. So a quick review, when should you consider moving from your home to a senior care community? And number one, if there's a safety issue involved, when it's no longer safe to live at home. You have stovetop burners and wandering away or driving away and you can't find your way home. You have malnutrition and dehydration and hygiene issues, unsanitary living conditions, injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. I spoke with the family this last week and they said, mom has been hospitalized and then to rehab. So that cycle 5 times since April. And that's pretty huge. And at this point, they feel like they're just not able to keep up with her needs. And so we're going to meet very soon, and we're going to find a great long-term care community so that their mother can get the great care that she deserves. And then they can go back to their traditional role of the loving son-in-law, and daughter-in-law. So that's what we're going to do. But so that the frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations, that's a big deal. Obviously, it's a safety risk. Not taking your medications at all, or maybe doubling up, or just not taking them at all, or taking it at the wrong time. That's a big deal for some certain disease processes. So and then elder financial abuse. So we touched on all of that. So number one, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community if there is a safety issue. Number two, and this is a very close number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. And you just can't have that, because guess what? If you let that go very long, now you have two people declining, and that cannot go on very long. Do not let it go on very long. So we're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and obviously your physical health. And it's very common for caregivers to place their own needs kind of second, just on the back burner. Oh, one of these days I'll get to my doctor's appointment, and you end up skipping one or two or maybe even three annual checkup appointments. And then all of a sudden you're in big trouble because something they could have caught long, long ago and treated, now it's out of control, maybe even life-threatening. So you can't do that. You can't skip your social events and your doctor and your dentist appointments and your eye checkups, all of those sort of things. You can't do it. And you tend to do it if you're an all-in caregiver. And again, that's going to cause decline. And you cannot let that go on very long. Please don't let that go on very long. Number three, it could be just a financially driven decision where, you know, you could bring in home care services for a few hours a day, or maybe, you know, a few days per week. But and I'm a huge fan of home care, you know that. But when the need rises to 24-hour care, we're talking about $15,000 to $20,000 per month. And at that point, I don't care how much money you have, that is expensive. And it just may not be affordable for very long. And so maybe it makes sense to check into 24-hour care at the assisted living level, or maybe at the long-term care level, for $5,000 to $8,000. It could go up to maybe $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, but it's not going to be $15,000 to $20,000. And so it just could be a financially driven decision. And then last but not least, when the care you provide is not enough, why not consider changing your role from the caregiver, that hands-on caregiver, and you're helping them get dressed, you're helping them with the toilet, you're helping them with their incontinence issues, and that's pretty stressful, right? That's very stressful. And guess what? I mean, it's really stressful on the caregiver, but guess who else is stressed out about that? The person receiving the care, they're not comfortable with that either. Okay, so it's just a very stressful situation. You might be stressed out with trying to take a bath or a shower. Maybe that's just really, really hard. What are you going to make for mealtime? And mealtime is always maybe a challenge. So why not consider changing your role from being that hands-on care provider, the caregiver, to a care manager, a care advocate? Meaning, let's get out, let's find a place in the market that will take great care of your loved one, and they have professionals providing the care, and they have nurses supervising, and maybe even helping out at a medical level. And so let them provide that hands-on care, and then you can then transition to the role of a care manager. So speak for your loved one. Be there and speak on their behalf. Make sure that your loved one is receiving all of the great care that they need, and then help the staff do their best to provide care for your loved one. And that is a great position to be in. And at that point, then you're going to find yourself more in that traditional role of the loving spouse, the loving son, the loving daughter, in my case, the loving grandson. And you're going to revert more to that traditional role while also watching over them and making sure that they need that they get everything that they need. So those are the main things that should trigger that conversation of moving from your home to a senior care community. And I always like to say, you know, sometimes it's really, really obvious. 5 hospitalizations and rehab stays since April, that's pretty obvious. That it's very, very clear cut that we need to make a change. But more often than not, it's gray. You're not quite sure. Well, we don't want to wait too long. We don't want to move too soon. When should we do it? So that's why I like to spend a little bit of time talking about that. And every once in a while on the program, I'll review that. So let's say, okay, we've had that conversation. We've come to the conclusion that living at home is no longer the best option. Maybe it's not feasible for one of the many reasons that it may not be feasible. And it's time to search for a senior care community. Now, what I've seen, and I'm not knocking it, these people are just trying to do the best they can, that they just don't know what to do. And so what happens many, many times is, you know, the family will get together and we'll have a conversation. They're like, yeah, we need to find a place. So, 1, 2, 3, break! Like you're breaking out of a huddle, right? And everyone will just scatter. I call it the shotgun approach. And well, hey, there's this place right down the street. Let's go check it out. And oh yeah, and they just built this brand new place over by my workplace, and I drive by it every day. It looks pretty nice. Well, I think I'll drop in that one. Well, so and so said this place is good, so I'm gonna go check that out. So you have the whole family member kind of willy-nilly hitting the streets with zero direction whatsoever. And again, I'm not knocking it. They're doing the best that they know how to do. They just don't know. They're missing a key step that I'm going to cover here in just a minute. So they go out and then, all right, everybody check it out, get stuff, make notes, get brochures, and then we're going to reconvene tomorrow. And then you reconvene. And then so-and-so says, well, this place, you know, it's independent living apartments. It's pretty nice. And so-and-so says, oh, well, I looked at an assisted living community, and I don't know if they can really meet all of mom's needs. And then the other person said, well, you know, that one place that so-and-so recommended, I mean, it's a nursing home. I mean, it's a really high level of care. I'm not sure if mom belongs there, but I'm really not sure if they can address her memory needs. So, well, what do we do now? So I'm going to answer that question coming right up very shortly. What to determine before you begin that search for a senior care community. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. If I ask 10 people living in the same senior care community, how's it going there? I would hear A, 2 different opinions, B, 5 different opinions, C, 10 different opinions, or D, the very same story over and over again. The answer coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com. And that's audacy.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If I asked 10 people living in the same senior care community, how's it going there? I would hear A, 2 different opinions, B, 5 different opinions, C, 10 different opinions, or D, the same story over and over again. And the answer is C, 10 different opinions. And I'm not kidding. 10 out of 10. Every one of them is going to be different. And that's why you cannot, let me say that again, cannot rely on opinions. I mean, it's good to hear some feedback. But you have to just take that all into consideration, and I'll address all of this stuff later in what I'm going to call the risk of recommendations. All right, so let's get back to what you must determine before beginning your search. You know, that scattered to the wind shotgun approach, and everyone has the best intentions. Everyone's doing their best, and they're out checking places out, and they're very, very busy. They may not be getting much done, but they're very busy. That's why it's been reported to me over the last 19 years operating senior care consulting that if you're doing your homework and you're trying to get it right, families are spending on average, and if you're getting ready to do this, don't fall over, don't fall out of your chair, hold on to something. Families are spending 50 to 100 hours going through that search and selection process. They're just exhausted. And the little dirty little secret kind of behind the scenes is, and they're still not confident in the decisions they're making. They're hoping they got it right. Our clients at Senior Care Consulting, they don't have to worry about that. They're done in 4 to 5 hours. That's because Senior Care Consulting does the vast majority of the work for our clients and on behalf of our clients. And they have total confidence in the choices they make. It's just it's the polar opposite of that. But if you're going to do this on your own, that's no problem at all. What to determine before even thinking about beginning your search? Number one, and you have to understand this stuff. What level of care do you need? Well, what do you mean, Steve? What do you mean level of care? We just need some care, right? Well, I understand. But what level of care do you need? Do you need a kind of a light level of care? Do you need a really heavy level of care somewhere in the middle? What level of care do you need? So here's how I break it down. I relate the level of care to how the place is licensed. That makes it just super simple. Look, I'm a huge fan of the KISS, the KISS approach. Keep it simple, stupid. Like, I like that. I think it makes total sense. If you see someone out there trying to make this super complicated and complex, that's a sales approach to get you so confused that you have to depend on them to figure it out. Well, it's not that darn hard, okay? What level of care do you need? It's related to the licensure. Well, the next step is you have to understand what different licenses allow these different places to offer. So if you are at a residential care level of care, that's one of the lower levels of care. At that level, residents would be expected to be, somewhat independent, needing a little bit of help with some of those daily activities like we've discussed, maybe some medication reminders. They need their meals prepared for them, a little oversight and supervision, maybe a little help once in a while getting dressed, some of those sort of things. So a resident at the residential care, that RCF level of care, is fairly independent, needs a little bit of help. And then if you move up a step to that assisted living level of care, that would be a higher level of care where an assisted living community could help you minimally or fully with, and I said fully, right, with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They can help transfer you from point A to point B with a one-person transfer. A few of those places will offer a two-person transfer. But generally, it stops at one person because it's a function of staffing. They can help with incontinence support, but only to a point. Okay, and I'm not going to totally do a total breakdown on that today, but you get the idea. So they're less independent at the assisted living level of care related to that licensure, and they need a lot more help, generally speaking, than someone in residential care. Then you step up to long-term care. That would be that medical model, that highest step on that ladder. And oftentimes, residents in long-term care are not independent at all. They may be frail, and they have their needs are pretty high. They need help with, at least some of their activities of daily living, maybe all of them. They're incontinent and need a lot of support with their incontinence management. They need help to and from the toilet. They need help with that. They need help in and out of the shower. They may even need you to completely shower them. Okay. They may be weakened to the point of not being able to help move themselves from point A to point B. So now it takes two staff to help that person maybe out of bed to their wheelchair or in and out of their reclining chair, in and out of the shower, et cetera, et cetera. Or they may even have to use a mechanical lift to safely transfer a resident from point A to point B. Okay, that's that highest level of care, the medical model, long-term care. Some folks still call it a nursing home. I've been kind of transitioning out of that. The industry does not like that term, by the way, because that comes with a lot of negative baggage. I would remind them that's well-earned baggage, but it's just a far cry from what it used to be today. And long-term care, it just could not be more different and so much more improved than it was back in the day where they kind of gained that stereotype. So what level of care does your loved one need? Long-term care. And this is all tied to how they're licensed. We call that licensure. Long-term care, assisted living, residential care, and Home Plus would be on the higher side of assisted living, but the care is offered literally in a ranch-style house. So that's a great option as well. Those are the four big ones. And after the break, we're going to talk a whole lot more about what to determine before beginning your search for a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of the podcasts of our recent episodes at seniorcarelive.com. And then all of the different podcast platforms, just go out and hit them up, do a search for Senior Care Live, and boom, you're in. We're all over the place out there, and thousands of people subscribe to this podcast and listen every single week. All right, so why don't we have a laugh?
I can't stand it.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, I was talking about some of the texting codes, like the BRB, be right back, and some of the kind of the shortcuts. And I talked about HOG, hot old guy, all that stuff. It was pretty funny. Well, there are a few more that I wanted to share with you. I'm not sure if I should share this first one. I don't know. Sean, what do you think? Should I go for it? Okay, Sean gave me the thumbs up. He's like, yeah, you just go for it. So, okay, Here's the first texting code for senior, part two. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to do it. HGBM had a great bowel movement. Yeah, I don't know. I might want to take that one back. All right. And on this next one, just don't do this. TOT. Texting on toilet. Yeah, don't do that. That's not probably the most sanitary thing that you've ever done. So no texting on toilet. Let's avoid that one. All right, this one's pretty good. LMD, lost my dentures. This one, this isn't just for seniors. This kind of for everyone. SMM, slipped my mind. Our producer extraordinaire over here, Mr. Sean, he raised his hand like, oh, yeah, slipped my mind. That happens. And then the last one, I'm not sure. This might be in the old TMI. I'll just throw that out there. Too much information. I don't know if you need to be doing a text shortcut on this one, but I'll go ahead and throw it out there. ODGS. Oh, dear. Gas. Sorry. Okay, well, that's enough of that. So, anyway, oh, Lordy. All right, so I'll have some more next time, and we try to keep it PG-13. I don't know about that first one. I may wish I would have kind of taken that one back, but anyway, so all right, let's move on. We're back to some serious stuff here. What to determine before beginning your search for a senior care community? So number one, you have to know the level of care. So let's say if you determine that you're at the point where you're going to need long-term care, that nursing home level, the medical model, the highest level, then why would you ever spend 1 second of your time visiting an assisted living community? Why would you do that? Or let's say that you've determined, we're not going to get into memory care today, but you've determined that, you know, your loved one has dementia. They're well into the progression, that disease progression, or your loved one has Alzheimer's, and you're pretty convinced that at any time you're going to need memory care. Then the question is, why would you ever spend, again, 1 second of your valuable time checking out a place that ultimately you find out after you've wasted all this time, they don't offer memory care. They don't have a secured memory care neighborhood. It's just a waste of time. Again, the average family, if they're trying to do their homework, spends 50 to 100 hours going through this whole search and selection process because they don't know about how to organize this search and what to do before that search. That's why I want to spend some time on that today. Okay, so once you've determined that you need that level of care, and again, let's say it's long-term care, then what type of care do you need? What type of care? Well, what do you mean, Steve? I just need some care. Well, do you need general care? And that's just general everyday care. Do you need memory care? Like I just mentioned, does your loved one have some memory issues? And maybe there's starting to be considerable issues, or do they have Alzheimer's? Maybe they don't need memory care today, but maybe it's fairly certain, fairly obvious that you're going to need memory care down the road. Well, the place you look at better have a memory care neighborhood available to transition to if or when you should need that later on. So you got to make sure you cover that base. Does your loved one or do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Well, if you need skilled nursing and rehab and you're visiting an assisted living community, you're wasting your time because skilled nursing and rehab is only offered at the long-term care level of care. So you just have to know about that and understand it. Or do you need mental health care? Do you need hospice care? Do you need respite care? So these are the questions. And by the way, if this sounds a little overwhelming, I mean, it can be. It can definitely be a little bit overwhelming. That's why so many people call senior care consulting and they say, hey, here, you guys handle this. This is, you know, I'm trying to be the best daughter or the best son that I can be. And if you guys know how to do this, kind of teach me how to do it along the way, but I want you to handle it. I don't have the time. I don't have the expertise, and I'm willing to bring in an expert consultant to guide me through this search and selection process. If that sounds like you, Give us a call at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, or you can visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We'll offer you a free consultation. We'll get together. We'll go through all of this. If it makes sense, if you're a fit for us and we're a fit for you, then we can move forward. And again, make this whole search and selection process very, very simple. Very, very simple. Number three. So we've determined our level of care and our type of care. Okay, so the giant elephant in the room, how are we going to pay for it? I mean, this stuff is expensive. You cannot sugarcoat that. Oh, Steve, I mean, come on now. You're giving the industry a bad name. No, I'm not trying to give the industry a bad name. I'm just telling the truth. It's expensive, period. It is. So we have to address that. What's our budget? What is our monthly income? What resources do we have available? Can you qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit to help offset some of those costs? Do you have long-term care insurance? And if you do, what does it pay for? What's the elimination period? What's the daily benefit? What's the length of the benefit? Is there a cap? Is there a cap of a dollar cap or a three-year, a five-year term? Or is it unlimited lifetime benefits? If you have one of those, hang on to it. That thing's worth its weight in platinum. Not even gold, in platinum. So hang on to that one. Private pay. I mean, are we going to just pay for this with our own resources? And if so, I mean, how long are we able to do that? Is there a chance? Here's a key question I always ask our clients. Is there a chance that your loved one will outlive their assets? And we do some quick math. And usually, I would say more often than not, yeah, there's a chance that our loved one could outlive their assets. Then we need to talk about the Medicaid program. And I explain Medicaid is that safety net that says if you need care in a long-term care community and you should outlive your assets, the Medicaid program picks up the pieces. It's that safety net that says the Medicaid program will pay for the majority of that cost of care. So how do you qualify for that? What does it take to qualify for that? Where do you need to be financially? Do you think we will qualify for that? We talk about all of those sort of things in this free consultation, by the way. And then what about your Medicare benefit? What will that pay for? That'll pay for some skilled nursing and rehab therapy after a hospital stay of a minimum of 3 overnights for a maximum of 100-day stay. Most people never see anywhere close to 100. Usually they're in pretty good shape or they've plateaued, and anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks is pretty common, maybe up to 8 weeks. If you're a stroke victim, that's a much longer recovery. You might get quite a few weeks, and you may approach or meet that 100-day threshold. So how are we going to pay for it? So we have the level of care, type of care, and payment method, location. How far out can we throw the net when we're doing our market research? How far are you willing to drive and yet receive the best care available? Most people want to be close so that you can stop by very conveniently and get over there very quickly if needed. And so that's certainly understandable. So you have to have your location parameters and then any personal preferences and needs. So this could be something very, very specific. Like, you know, we need a diabetic diet. So we need a low sugar or sugar free diet. We need a private room because of some particular behaviors of our loved one. We would love for there to be a piano available for mother to play because she's played it for so many decades. It's just part of her DNA at this point. And that would just really make her so happy. Or we need a super nice courtyard because dad's going to spend hours and hours per week out in that courtyard just getting some fresh air and some sun. So again, and what to determine before beginning your search. You have to know the level of care, the type of care, the payment methods, location, and personal preferences and needs. And don't go away. I'll have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back.
listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com.
All right, so you probably thought I forgot about it, and I definitely did not. Want to talk about the risk of recommendation. And I might expand on this here in the near future, but this just occurred to me this week. Everyone has an opinion. And here's the problem with listening to an opinion. And that was the Senior Care Live question of the week. I could, and I have, asked 10 different people staying in the exact same place, receiving the exact same care. Hey, how's it going here? And if you recall, it was C. I would hear 10 different stories or 10 different opinions, from it's the best place ever to it is the worst place ever. And oh, by the way, I'd hear everything in between, varying levels of all of that. That's because it's just too subjective. You know, some people could say, well, you know, I expect them to do a good job, and they're doing fine. So, but that's what I expect. So I'd give them a 5. Okay, that's fine. Some people are saying, well, mother rang the little bell that we put on her nightstand. She doesn't like that call light. When she rings her bell, I expect somebody there in 15 seconds. Anything slower than that is unacceptable. So I'd give them a 1. Okay, great. A little unrealistic, by the way, but great. So see the subjectivity here? And then somebody else said, you know what? I really connect with the caregivers, and I just see the love and the compassion that they're giving to my mom. And it's like our family just expanded a little bit. And every time I go to see my mom, she just looks so nice. She seems so happy and content. They're just doing a great job. I'd give them a 10. Okay, so you're just going to hear, I'm telling you, 10 stories. So when listening to an opinion, kind of put that in the memory bank, but you cannot bank on that. You just can't count on it, okay? Because their opinion may not be your opinion. So I was working with a really nice family recently, helping them to find a long-term care community because the assisted living facility that their mother lived in could no longer meet her needs, right? And I've talked about that, the top 10 reasons why you might be discharged from assisted living. I might cover that here in the near future. But the bottom line is they just couldn't keep up with her care needs. They did a good job for a long time, but she's exceeding their threshold, and they got a 30-day discharge notice. You got 30 days to find another place for your mom. So I did some research, and then I got back with the family. I asked them to have this assisted living facility send the referral to a particular place for their evaluation, just a quick clinical evaluation. And a guy working at the facility just made the off-cuff remark, I wouldn't put my mom there. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Right? This left a little bit of a doubt in my client's mind. He said, Steve, you have 35 years of experience in this. You've been operating your firm for 17 years. You know the market way better than this guy. But that was a little bit of a concern. I totally trust you. This guy has been working at this assisted living level. He wasn't even the administrator for about 3 years. Nice guy. Right. And I'm sitting here thinking, why is this guy even, it's none of his business. This is the guy that just kicked your mom out of assisted living. So don't listen to him. And he got the message and he didn't listen to him. Right. This guy that just kicked your mom out, gave you a 30-day notice, is saying, oh, I wouldn't put my mom there. Well, no, that's this guy has no idea what he's talking about. Not a great opinion. So here's the caution. When discussing a senior care community with anyone, and I mean anyone, it could be family, friends, someone at church, someone at work, a neighbor, anyone. It could be a doctor, a social worker, someone in home care. It could be literally anyone. Listen to their feedback, but don't count on that to be your experience or your opinion. You can't take that to the bank. Take it into consideration. And then, and I've said this every day for the entire time I've been operating senior care consulting, take it into consideration, but then do your own research. Do your own homework. and get the whole picture of this place, who they are, their track record, and what they offer. Right? So that comment, whether it was positive or negative, it's one piece of this big puzzle that we're putting together. But get the whole puzzle and all of its pieces, and then make an objective decision. And if you need help with that, again, so many people rely on senior care consulting to help them through that process. It's very, very, very simple. So the first step is we get together and we conduct a geriatric care assessment. And this is a 6-page worksheet we go through so that we don't forget a single thing. And it's very, very thorough. And guess what that does? I just talked about it earlier in the program. That helps us to determine the right level of care, the proper type of care. It addresses the payment method and how we're going to pay for all this. It addresses those location parameters. How far out can we look to find the best care available? And then any personal preferences and needs. It could not be more straightforward, but we do this on your behalf. We guide you through this process. It's very thorough. It is a phenomenal process that's been repeated hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times over all the years, helping these thousands and thousands of people that we've had the privilege and honor of serving. The next step is we, Senior Care Consulting, we research the entire marketplace, to find and identify the top communities meeting your exact needs. We're going to find the best providers that are available that meet our needs as driven by that care profile. The next step is you get us for the day. We come along with you and we tour all of the top senior care communities with you. We're there to get a good look and see everything that we need to see. And then while we're there, we ask a lot of questions on your behalf. And frankly, most of these questions are questions that, I think most people wouldn't even know to ask. I mean, I hear that so often. They're like, Steve, we never would have known to ask that question. What a great question you have. Or where did you come up with that? I had no clue that was even important. I'm glad you're here with me, right? So we ask questions that most people either wouldn't know to ask or they may feel uncomfortable asking. And we're in and out of each place in a very short period of time. Our clients get through that entire search and selection process in 4 to 5 hours. We just need you for a morning. That's it, and you're done. Then we prepare a report that has every question asked, every piece of information discovered. We report to you and calculate the exact staffing ratios at each place. We report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. It goes on and on and on. There is a wealth of information in this report that we get back to you so that you and your family have the information in hand to make the best decision. And now you're not guessing. You're going to the best place for your loved one, and you spend a few hours doing it. If this is resonating with you, if you want more information, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I would love to help you and your family. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.